Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Savoring the meal. Jesus told us twice, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Matthew chapter 6, verses 8 and 32. He knows the good we need. When we were children, our parents tried to give us good-for-you food, but sometimes it wasn't necessarily good. It might have given us nutrients, but perhaps it wasn't as tasty as we would have liked. Let's be honest, most junk food tastes really, really good, probably better than the good-for-you food. As a result, sometimes we eat just to eat. We eat because we have to. We choke down the vegetables just so we can get to the dessert. As parents, we want our kids to have good-for-you food. God wants that too, but He wants more than that for us. He wants it to be savory as well. Jesus talked about how evil parents knew enough to give good things to their children, but then He reminded us, how much more does God want to give us? Luke chapter 11, verses 11 to 13. It usually takes much longer to prepare food than it does to eat it. This is especially true for more savory gourmet meals. When we gulp down our food, we don't really appreciate or savor the taste, the subtle hints the chef has mixed in, and certainly not the time involved to prepare such a lovely feast. When we gulp down our food without savoring it, we don't honor the one who prepared it. We don't savor the goodness, so we don't appreciate the goodness, and we move on to dessert or junk food before our body is ready for it. In Psalm chapter 106, we read a history lesson of Israel's ups and downs, the trouble they were in, and the deliverance God prepared for them. The psalmist directly connects their lack of savoring God's good things to their rebellion and their carnal, godless cravings. Instead of slowing down to be grateful for what God had given them, they just wanted to move on to the next dessert. That attitude may have been what was behind the spoiled girl named Veruca Salt in the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, who sang the song, "I Want It Now." David gives us the antidote for this tasteless gulping of God's good and good-for-us food. "Taste and see that the Lord is good," Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. This deliberate tasting allows us to see how excellent the things of God are, better than anything else the world has to offer. David concludes his counsel with these words, "Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing." In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter gives us a similar word. "Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 in the New Living Translation. It's this savoring that will help us appreciate the sweet and the bitter. It's this appreciation that brings glory to God and keeps us craving more of the ultimate good that only He has for us. If we will slow down to savor God's word, if we will delight to spend time in prayer, if we won't rush through the good-for-you trials, we will taste and see that there is nothing that can satisfy like our Savior. If you've missed any of the messages in our series called Craving, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes. I've also shared a link to a YouTube video where you can watch this whole sermon.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.